I've been reading the Bhagavad Rinpoche's Liberation of Palmer and Hand, and one of the things he says is that when you're teaching the Dharma, you must smile. So Venerable does that very well. And he said there was one Geshe who taught who didn't smile. He just frowned and scolded his students. But I suppose they got the Dharma too. Anyway, that's not what I came to talk about. In the front generation sadhana, we make the request to Tara. May every living being who merely hears, sees, remembers, touches, or talks to me immediately be purified of all of its problems and their causes. May they attain temporal happiness and ultimate happiness. May I be able to lead them to enlightenment. That's what it says. This may every living being who merely hears, sees, remembers, touches, or talks to me. So that's a big aspiration. Our dedication prayers in our Chinmayi sadhana has the same, similar verse. If anyone really sees you, remembers, touches, or talks to me, be freed in that very instant from all suffering. So I've been thinking about this for a long time. What kind of person, what kind of quality would you have to be able to have that be true? That anyone who merely sees, hear, remember, touch, or talk to me be freed in that very instant from all their suffering. That's mind-boggling. So in the course of my Dharma life, I've met, I think, personally met two people that gave me a clue about this. One of them was one of Venerable Chittering's teachers, Geshe Geshe Thubten, who she talks about from time to time as being the monk who is so humble that he's always looking a little scruffy and his shin drops a little sideways and you'd never know what an accomplished practitioner he was. He came to teach at Dharma Friendship Foundation in Seattle quite a few years ago because I was very new to the Dharma. And his presence was such that just sitting near him, there was a feeling of such kind of happiness and acceptance or just feeling his love. And it wasn't that he was smiling at students. He wasn't that kind of guy. He wasn't outgoing. He wasn't, he wasn't one of those jolly Tibetan teachers. He was very, it was pleasant, but, very focused on what he was teaching. But the quality of his energy was so pure, was my interpretation, that you could almost just weep to be near him. And I had the same experience when I heard Venerable Paul Vinyaso speak, also in Seattle. He was the monk who was in prison for, I think, 30 years, tortured. And when he spoke, I don't remember the content of his talk, but I do know that he spoke about his time in prison with such love and such compassion. He had that same energy. He was as far from me as I am from the camera, really. And I just could hardly not weep to be near this man's love and compassion. So I think that has to be some of the quality. Now, His Holiness, I've never met personally, but I've been to hear him teach quite a few times with thousands of people. And what I notice is everybody gets happier the more the days of the teachings go by. It seems that everybody gets lighter and lighter and lighter. So that's the same quality. So, how do you get that? So a few weeks ago, when Venerable was teaching Mind Training Like Rays of the Sun, I think she gave us the key. And it is from, where's my marked space? It's from the Birth Stories, and it's a quote that I marked. Here it is, right here. Whether seeing, hearing, remembering, meeting, or talking to them, always do whatever will be beneficial for sentient beings and will bring them peace. And of course, bringing them peace, I'm interpreting as meaning the peace of liberation and enlightenment. Certainly maybe the peace of this moment as well. So whether seeing, hearing, remembering, meeting, or talking to them, always do whatever will be beneficial for sentient beings and will bring them peace. So I have been practicing with that. I've had that in my pocket for a few weeks, just using that as a way of reminding myself throughout the day of the motivation that we are trying to maintain throughout our day of harming no one, of being of benefit, of creating virtue and remembering bodhicitta. It's a beautiful little synopsis of how we can bring benefit to others. And I am convinced that that practicing that really is the cause for being able to be the kind of person for whom, if anyone merely sees, hears, remembers, touches, or talks to us, they will immediately be free from all suffering. So it takes a long time. But I wanted to kind of reemphasize that for the people who heard that teaching, and to bring it to the attention of all the people who are practicing the Tara retreat from afar, who aren't listening to the Thursday night teaching, because I think it's a very key piece to understanding how to do this Tara practice.